For today's global hit, think cemeteries and harps. You could say there's a connection, you know, the soft celestial music that might accompany you on your entry through the pearly gates. But that's not the music that Lonnie Shavelson heard at a harp festival in a California graveyard earlier this month. He sent us this story.
Some 40 international harpists and groups of harpists gathered in Oakland's Chapel of the Chimes Columbarium. Visualize a maze of granite rooms under vaulted skylit ceilings with walls of recessed boxes filled with cremated remains. Add gardens and fountains and let the harpists loose, but not with the harp music the dead might expect.
My name is Carlos Reyes. I'm originally from Paraguay, South America, and I'm playing a Paraguayan harp that I designed. There's over 450 different kinds of folk harps in the world that are actually registered. And the harp came to South America in the 1500s with the Jesuits, you know, and they were trying to popularize Christianity and the church, and they brought it for their music. And the harp took its own turn and became very popular in Paraguay. It's the national instrument.
Most of the harps at this festival are European or Latin American, reflecting musical instrumentation that flowed with colonialism. But one of the harps here has more indigenous origins.
Wulabob, Jajufute, Akasa, Walwalati, greetings. My name is Youssoufa Sidibe, and I'm from Senegal, West Africa. I'm here to play my harp, which is an African harp, and it's called Kora. The Kora is an instrument with a big calabash, goat, and a skin, cow skin, and you have also strings coming up from this big neck. So it is like an ancient instrument, and as we know that lots of instruments from around the world were from Africa. So if you look at the modern harp, it's made the same way, like the strings hanging.
One aim of this World Harp Festival is to move harp music beyond its conventions. Celtic harp player Rüdiger Oppermann has added flavors of Africa, Sri Lanka, India, Indonesia, and Afghanistan to his improvisations. In these graveyard gardens, alongside the gurgling fountains, you can hear the group Chasquinacui, composed of a fiddler from Cusco, a harpist from Switzerland, and a California flute player.
My name's Franci Vidal, and I'm with the performing group Chasquinacui. We've been playing traditional music from Andean villages, from Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, northern Chile, and northern Argentina. And this region is kind of bound together by the common language of Quechua, and that was the Inca Empire. But we like to focus on the smaller sounds, the more intimate sounds that you don't really hear in the urban areas. So it has that feeling of elevation to it, I think, some altitude.
For the world, I'm Lonnie Shavelson in a graveyard in Oakland, California.
And to see a video of these harps in action, just go to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting innovative initiatives that save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.